In the upcoming advertising tsunami that culminates in the Super Bowl, you won't be seeing much of Budweiser's iconic Clydesdales. The company has decided that instead of the beautiful horses, they'll feature 20-somethings, vampires, and Twitter hashtags to lure young drinkers away from craft beers and back to their, well, their grandfather's drink of choice. Here's one of the new ads featuring millennials holding bottles of Bud, talking about missing their friends.
It is sad how much I miss you people.
We really need one of your hugs.
Also bring your sister. I'm just kidding. That was just once.
We're already over here.
Pick up the new Budweiser Holiday Crate and tell us who you want to share it with.
And there's also a Twitter hashtag, HolidayBuds. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He's writing about brands in the digital age and joins us from the NPR studios in Washington. Derek, your thoughts on what Budweiser's doing?
I think it's a really clever advertising campaign, but separately from the aesthetics of the advertising campaign, I don't think it's going to work. I think that there are sort of two distinct headwinds. The first headwind is that for a long time you saw Budweiser fall as light beers became popular. Now you're seeing Budweiser lose ground because craft beers are becoming popular. It's just not obvious to me where Budweiser wins this war. Young people have decided that they like light beer, and when they want to have the heavier stuff, they aren't going to Budweiser. They're going to more interesting, smaller shops that just speak more to sort of local origin and significantly more flavor, if I can add a little bit of editorial spin there, than Budweiser, frankly. Yeah.
Well, what other brands are going through this kind of growing pain?
Well, so it's interesting. There's a lot of brands right now that are sort of famously coming upon tough times. You know, you had BlackBerry go through this. Microsoft is trying to reinvent themselves now as a productivity haven for young people. In the information age, brands are really suffering. And they're suffering because a brand is a signal. It's a signal of information that tells people, here's why you should buy this product beyond price, beyond what it looks like. And that signal is being diluted in the age of information because there's simply so much stuff that we can consider. It's so easy to look up how good something is, how well it was reviewed, whether our peers like it, that it is weakening the power of brands to hold on to customers for a long period of time.
How does this dovetail with how brands are using something you call cult theory to maybe lure people in?
Right. The idea here is that brands are losing their influence as markers of quality, but they're shifting their marketing efforts towards something else, identity. And so you saw in that Budweiser ad, you're trying to get young people to say, Budweiser is connecting me with people. It's social glue. That's what Budweiser stands for. There's this idea in cult theory that people join cults not to conform, but actually to become more individual, that cults are groups of people rebelling against a mainstream coming together to feel more unique. And so I track how this has worked across social media, across some sharing economy companies. But I think you see this in a lot of places, that more and more advertising is based around not what are the specs of this product, but rather who are the kind of people that buy this. And can you, if you buy this, be that kind of person?
It's so interesting because, again, you see somebody lining up for the latest iPhone or for the latest sneaker design. They look like lemmings to you if you're outside of it, but it is making them feel more individualistic, fascinating, and we'll probably be seeing more of those friends beckoning friends to drink a certain beer and be part of the crowd. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.